Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm so proud of you, Ruby. You've outdone yourself this semester.
My dad said as he looked at my perfect grades. Thank you, Dad. Now will you buy me the new iPhone as promised?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dad. I'll head to my room and catch a movie. See you later. I said, walking away with a smile on my face.
Ruby, wait. I have some news.
I didn't like the serious look on Dad's face. The first time I saw that look on his face, he told me that Mom was not coming home from the hospital. I was only 7 years old then.
Ruby, it's been 10 years of me raising you alone. And it's been such a joy watching you grow into the beautiful young lady you are now.
You're scaring me, Dad.
What I'm trying to say is, I've been seeing someone for a while now. Her name is Monica. She's a lovely woman, and I'd like to introduce you to her and her twin daughters.
Dread filled me. After her mom passed away, Dad had never introduced me to any woman. As you'd guess, I was Daddy's girl, and the thought of someone else having his attention made my blood boil. No one was going to take my daddy away from me. I faked a smile and hugged my dad. I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to meet them. I hated them already. I know what you're thinking, guys, but this is not a Cinderella story. This is the story of how I plotted to get rid of my new stepmom and her annoying daughters. Do you think I succeeded? Watch until the end to find out.
Ruby, I know you like your new iPhone, but please put it away.
Dad and I were sitting at a restaurant waiting for Monica and her daughters to join us. Sorry, Dad, I said, putting my phone back in my purse.
Here they come. Now, be nice.
Dad said, standing up.
Frankie!
Monica squealed and ran into my dad's arms. Frankie? I rolled my eyes.
Yeah, it's what Monica calls me. Isn't she sweet? Monica, meet my daughter Ruby. Ruby, this is Monica and her daughters, Joan and Joy.
Monica offered her hand to greet me with a smile on her face. I almost ignored it, but Dad was watching me closely. I was always on my best behavior when he was around. It's how I got everything I wanted, and it's how I was going to get rid of Monica. I shook Monica's hand and waved at the twins, who waved back excitedly. Ugh. Monica and her daughters became regular guests at our home, much to my displeasure. I knew it was a matter of time before they permanently moved in. Sure enough, a month later, Dad announced his engagement, and a few months after that, they got married, and Monica officially became my stepmom. It was my worst nightmare. Joan and Joy were around my age, but we had nothing in common. I was tall and slim with beautiful hair and a perfect face. Joan and Joy were identical, but they never came close to my beauty. Apart from their imperfect faces and figures, they wore boring and out-of-style outfits that looked like hand-me-downs. Yikes.
Ruby, today's the twins' first day at your school. Make sure you show them around and introduce them to your friends, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Thanks so much for driving us to school.
Frank said our car will be arriving any day now.
Twin A said. I still couldn't tell them apart. I never paid them too much attention. Dad's buying you a car?
Yeah, we picked one exactly like yours. Isn't it great?
Twin B answered. I squeezed the steering wheel of my car so tightly I broke a nail. I felt tears burn my eyes, but I quickly wiped them. By the time we got to school, I was so mad my blood was boiling. I needed to do something. Where is it? I know it's in here, you thieves.
What is going on here?
Dad asked, rushing into the twins' bedroom. They stole my diamond necklace!
Liar!
I know it's hidden in your cheap things. That necklace belonged to my mother, I said, walking towards a dresser in the room. I opened a drawer, and after a few seconds, I pulled out a small box with the necklace inside it. Here it is. I can't believe you stole from me.
That necklace belonged to Ruby's mom. Why would you steal it?
Dad addressed them sternly.
I can't believe you're taking her side.
Twin A lunged at me and grabbed my hair. Ouch! Make her stop, Daddy. She's hurting me.
That's enough. Ruby, go back to your room now.
You need to punish them for stealing. Don't you see they want everything I have? Please don't let them take you away, too. You're the only one I have, Dad. I burst into tears and ran to my room. Drama was my middle name.
Monica, you need to understand that Ruby is not used to having other people here, so it's tough for her. I'm sure she'll come around.
I heard Dad say a few minutes.
You're just making excuses for her. Your daughter is mean and evil.
That's enough. You'll not say such things about my baby girl. Ruby is a good girl.
The truth was, the twins did not steal the necklace. Earlier in the day, I planted it in their room. Enjoying my story? Stick around for my next plan. You'll like this one. Good morning, Finn. I greeted the school gardener. He looked up in surprise.
You know my name?
This was almost too easy. Of course I do. I always see you around school, but I've never had the courage to talk to you. You're so handsome, you know. Finn all but forgot the flowers he was watering.
Thanks, Ruby.
Of course he knew who I was. Everyone did. On a normal day, I wouldn't be caught dead talking to him, but desperate times called for desperate measures. And I was desperate. To get rid of the vermin in my house, Finn was going to be a part of my final plan. After a few days of talking to him on the phone and at school, Finn believed we were dating. One morning, I ran to him crying.
Ruby, what's wrong?
My stepmom, she's so mean to me. She wants Dad to transfer me to a boarding school. If I go, I'll never see you again.
What? Why would she do that?
She wants to have the house to herself and her daughters. She's jealous of me.
I'm so sorry, Ruby. I wish I could help you.
Bingo! Actually, I think there's a way you can help. I proceeded to tell Finn all about my plan, and although he was hesitant at first, I managed to convince him. All it took was one kiss. The next day, Finn came to our house. All you have to do is go to Dad and Monica's bedroom and lie on the bed. Dad will walk in and see you there. After I showed Finn into the bedroom, I went back to the living room and waited. Dad would be arriving any minute.
Ruby, I'm back. Where is everyone?
Dad said as he walked in. Welcome back, Dad. I don't know where they are. I just got home. Monica's probably upstairs.
Oh, okay. Good.
Dad.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Proceeded to walk upstairs, and a few minutes later, I heard him shouting.
Who are you? What are you doing in my bedroom?
Just then, Monica walked in.
What's going on?
I have no idea, I answered innocently. We heard footsteps coming down the stairs.
I found this man on our bed. He says he's here to see you.
What? I've never seen that man before. This is one of Ruby's tricks.
Stop lying, Monica. You know me very well. Come on, tell the truth. Monica invited me over and told me you'd be at work.
I did no such thing.
Dad dragged Finn out and pushed him out the door. He then turned to Monica.
I want you out of my house.
Monica's eyes went wide. It was comical to watch.
But Frank...
You heard my dad. Get out of our house. Daddy, I'm so sorry she broke your heart. I rushed to the twins' room and started throwing their clothes out as Monica watched in horror. By the time the twins got home from the mall, all their belongings, plus their mother, were out on our lawn. I'm so sorry, Dad. I thought they were good people.
It's okay, Ruby. I don't know what I was thinking bringing them to live with us. Please forgive me.
Of course I forgive you. Can we go out for dinner?
Anything for you, sweetheart.
At school, Finn tried to talk to me, but I completely ignored him. I no longer needed him. However, the more I ignored him, the angrier he got, and finally he snapped.
You're such an evil girl. I can't believe I fell for your lies.
His outburst attracted some curious onlookers. Can't we talk about this after school? You're embarrassing me.
Embarrassing you? You were not embarrassed when you needed my help.
Please, keep your voice down.
Is everything all right here?
Mr. Pan, my math teacher, asked. I immediately started to cry. Please ask him to stop harassing me. He asked me to be his girlfriend, and I already said no, but he won't listen.
What? That's not true. She...
Enough, Finn. Please follow me. Everyone else, go back to class.
Much to my delight, Finn was fired that day. Little did I know that was the beginning. Some days later, I came home and walked into a nightmare. Monica, the twins, and Dad were all seated in the living room. And guess who else was with them? Finn! What are you all doing here?
Finn told us everything.
Dad looked so angry. Whatever he told you, he's lying.
Save it. Finn already showed us your messages on his phone. I'm so disappointed in you. You let me believe Monica was cheating on me.
There was no need to pretend anymore. They were ruining everything. I had a perfect life before you brought them to live with us. I'm your daughter, not them. I mean, just look at them. They're not as beautiful as me. And look at Monica, she's so boring and has no taste in fashion. I have nothing in common with them. The room went completely silent. Dad was finally seeing my true colors.
College is starting soon. I need you to pack and get out of here. I'll pay for college and your upkeep, but I don't want you here. Monica and the girls will be moving back in. As for you, young man, leave. Never come near my family again.
I thought Dad would change his mind after he cooled down, but he never did. I packed my stuff and went off to college. Dad never even bothered to see me off. 1 year later. Dear Miss Davis, we're pleased to inform you that you've been selected for an internship at our firm. I couldn't believe my eyes. I jumped up and down with joy.
What's the good news?
My roommate Hannah asked. Remember the internship I applied for? I just got in.
Wow, congrats, Ruby. Aren't they the biggest publishing firm in the city?
Yes, they are. I'm supposed to report next Monday.
I'm really happy for you. Call your dad and tell him the good news.
At the mention of my dad, my mood plummeted. Ever since I left home, Dad only called to inform me that he'd paid my fees and sent money for my upkeep. I haven't seen him in over a year. I missed him, terribly. My first day of the internship came and I was well prepared. When I arrived, the lady at reception told me to report to my supervisor's office. Good morning, my name is...
Hello, Ruby. I've been expecting you.
Standing behind a huge desk was... Monica. Was this some kind of joke? You?
Yes, please have a seat.
Monica asked about college and about my interest in publishing. I just stared at her, unbelieving. But why are you being so polite? You should hate me. I was horrible to you.
Ruby, when I saw your application for internship, I must say I was tempted to decline it, even though you're our most qualified applicant. But that would make me as evil as you are. It would be selfish and unkind of me to deny you the opportunity based on our past interactions. So, congratulations on your new position, Ruby. I must warn you, though, I'll not tolerate your bad attitude here. If you cause problems for me or others, I'll terminate your internship immediately.
I was speechless. After everything I'd done to her, she had the perfect chance to get revenge, but she didn't. Thank you very much, Monica. I didn't expect such kindness from you after everything I did to you and your daughters. I apologize for everything. You won't regret giving me a second chance.
No problem. We can keep that in our past and start a new page if you're willing. Everyone makes mistakes, and we learn through them.
Monica, do you think Dad will ever forgive me? She smiled and said,
He forgave you a long time ago.
That weekend, at Monica's encouragement, I went home.
Hello, Ruby.
Dad greeted me at the door. I ran to him and hugged him tightly. Oh, Dad, I missed you so much. I'm so sorry for everything. We hugged for a long time. Surprisingly, the twins were excited to see me. They both welcomed me warmly, and I apologized for having treated them harshly in the past. They told me they'd be starting college in a few.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Weeks. At dinner, I addressed everyone. I'd like to thank you all for being so nice to me, even after how I treated you in the past. Monica, I am so sorry for the terrible things that I did. The truth is, I felt like you were trying to replace my mom. And Joy and Joan, I was afraid that Dad would love you more than he loved me.
What? Your dad loves you and he's been miserable ever since you left.
I'm sorry you felt that. All you had to do is tell me and I'd have told you that no one will ever replace your mom. I love Monica, but that doesn't mean your mom is forgotten, okay? She will always be part of our lives. I also want you to know that anyone that is unkind and mean to other people is ugly, regardless of how beautiful they look on the outside. Welcome back home, Ruby.
We all smiled and nodded. Everyone pulled in for a hug, and we all had one big family hug. It felt so good to be among family.